What is this?
Just wait till it drops.
Sounds like Randy
Just wait
Newman.
For it. Wait for it.
Oh, we're doing Christmas.
Oh, I'm
stuff,
dropping
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you. No, I'm dropping Christmas songs all week. It's since we won't be here at all on Christmas week. This is what's happening.
Later on this week, I got to bring that segment back we touched on last week, which is you got to get your favorite team a present.
This is Stevie Wonder, by the way.
I knew that. The beginning sounded like a Randy Newman song, though. I want to participate, though. By the way, favorite Christmas song? You got to pick one. Any rendition. Do you have a favorite Christmas song? I have one, and it's not close.
I would have to really think about it.
Really? I mean,
it really depends. Like, Up on the Housetop by the Jackson 5 is a phenomenal song.
And it doesn't have to be that. It could just be that song, regardless of who performs it. But what song in itself is your go-to Christmas carol song, whatever?
Probably I don't even know the name of it. The chestnuts roasting on an open fire
chestnuts
one.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, I think
fire.
It's literally just called the Christmas song.
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal song.
Because anybody who sings it, like, it just gets me in the vibe for Christmas. I think that's probably my favorite.
The correct answer is Oh Holy Night. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Actually, that's one I will change every time.
That's one you will change?
Hate it.
You hate Oh Holy Night?
Hate it.
You hate Oh Holy Night?
It. Get it out of my face.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, later on, either in the show or in this week, we're going to play in the background a version of Oh Holy Night. That is my favorite version of Oh Holy Night. And it's maybe the only time ever that I've seen a classic song sped up. I usually hate those things. But this is an almost a punk version of Oh Holy Night that will blow you away. Stefan, you're on the drive. Hello, Stefan. Stefan.
Stefan.
I hear him.
Yeah, he's there.
He's a regular caller. I want to give him a shot.
I know. He has good takes.
Stefan.
Well, he has takes for sure.
He has takes. I don't know if they're great.
Hello?
There he is. Hey, Stefan, what were you doing?
Good morning.
What was the pause about? Did you put the phone down?
No. You know what? This is so ironic. I'm driving to a little town called King City.
Oh.
That 50,000 watts goes really far. That's all I got to tell you.
Where the hell is King City?
Exactly.
Sacramento is King City. What is this?
Great point right there.
It's all the way down 101.
Give me your hot take for the day, Stefan.
Hot take of the day.
Drop a Kobe take on me.
So here's the deal. I'm a Kings fan, so I never really liked Kobe. I would always hope he tripped and fall and, you know, sprang an ankle or something like that when he came out here.
Right.
But then I became a Kings fan, a Kobe fan, not a Laker fan, but a Kobe fan, is the day the man scored 84 points on jumpers.
81.
81, whatever.
Yeah. It's not as good.
Points. Period. Jumpers, bang, 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 bang. Is this guy ever going to miss? And it's just his whole mentality when he stepped on the court of, I'm not losing, period. If he plays Charlotte, he's going to win. If I play the Knicks, I'm going to win. If I play the Heat, I'm going to win, period. Whoever he played, he always stepped up to the challenge. Don't do that. You know what I mean? So I respect the guy a whole ton for that.
Stefan, I've never asked you in all your calls. Just out of curiosity, what is your favorite basketball team?
Oh, I'm a Kings fan, bro, all day.
But hold on, you're a Kings fan and you're a Kobe fan?
Well, that's the day I started liking Kobe was the day he scored those 81 points. I'm not saying I like the guy, like, oh, he's great, and I buy a jersey and all that crap. No, all I'm saying is, let me put it this way: the day I started respecting Kobe's game a whole lot was when he dropped the 81 points. Period. I mean, because he's not a big man. He's a guard. You know what I mean? So you got to think how many times he shot that jumper and it splashed every time. So that's the answer. I respect him a little bit more. You know, but I can't stand the Lakers. Can't stand the Lakers. It's one of them teams where they cheat for them to win like the Cowboys.
You got me stumped here, man, because I have a lot of respect for Stefan. He's a great caller.
Yes.
And by all accounts, a great Kings fan. I'm just saying this for past takes from him. Can you be a Kings fan? And a, I think you can be a Kings fan and have, like, grudging respect for Kobe. I'll buy into that. Like, I hate doing it. It's like watching one of my parents take a shower or something. It's just
gross.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But I have to acknowledge that Kobe Bryant was a phenomenal basketball player. I can't be a Kobe fan. And he did say he didn't buy jerseys or none of that. Okay. But can you be a Kings fan and a Kobe fan? Is that allowed?
No, I because to me, being a fan means like you root for that person to
do well,
succeed.
And we are the self-appointed arbiters of being fans, by the way.
Right,
I feel
like we are
show,
the
Lowdown has a lot of great stuff about them. The sure. Grant yep. should go to for you know. Yep. Listen, they all have their place. We are the arbiters of what is okay and what is not okay.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
For a fan,
yeah.
I think the ruling on that is...
I don't think you can... See, there. I think he can say, when I started respecting Kobe Bryant, is the better...
Right. You say, I respect him. Because I'd love him on my team.
One of the highest compliments I can give an athlete is when I say, I hate that guy.
Sure.
It's a sports hate. If he kills somebody
I don't
off
hate,
the court.
I don't like, hate Nick Stauskas. I don't right, hate Kyle
right,
Korver.
Right. But you know who I can't stand?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving, hate him, but could watch him do shooty hoops all day.
Sure.
But hate every second of it. Love it, but also I hate it.
I don't think you can be a fan of the Kings and be a Kobe fan.
I respect LeBron James immensely, and I think we'll probably get into my smoking hot LeBron takes later. But I would never call myself a LeBron fan.
See, I'm a LeBron fan.
Which is fine. But if the Kings were playing the finals
exactly.
Every year.
If LeBron had done to us what Kobe did to our city.
If you watched him pin your championship on your home court's backcourt.
Sure.
And drop a triple-double.
Thank you.
nope.
If the Martians were headed up by General Zod and they invaded Earth and they took Earth over in like a seamless fashion, maybe as a historian of the military, I could admire General Zod's precision in being able to take my planet. But that would be far outweighed by the pain and suffering he caused by invading our planet. So I could say, General Zod the Martian, listen, man, I wouldn't mind having that dude head up my military. But I can't say, well, I'm a General Zod fan. It's just not going to happen. And by the way, that's the perfect comparison. Everything around that is perfect. Kobe Bryant and taking over and invading the planet if you're a Martian. That's the only comparison necessary. Hi, John.
Hey, Dave, I have to tell you, I feel like I don't want to sound nasally, but I feel like listening to the show yesterday through osmosis, I got a little sick, so I apologize.
I've heard a lot of this. I got a lot of people sick yesterday through the speakers, and I do apologize. I'm trying to get better.
No, Dave, I'm just giving you a bad time. I do have a cold, but it has nothing to do with you.
Sure. Well, we were making out the other day. Go ahead.
All right. You know, for me, Dave, it's... my brother and I were at lunch yesterday, and you know we saw the interview he was doing. And for me, Kobe, you and I have talked about this before, Dave. If I have to rank him, Jordan to me is 1A, and Kobe is 1B. If the game is on the line and you need a guy taking that shot, I want it to be Jordan or Kobe. I know everybody has this fascination with LeBron, and you did give me the stats one time about how he's not such a bad jump shooter as I thought he was, but in clutch moments, Kobe and Jordan are the guys. Those are the guys that, and I hate saying that because I am a Kings fan, but look, give credit where credit is due. The guy was a great player.
It's okay to say that. Whether you agree or not, Kyle doesn't agree. I can tell by his twisted face.
It's just a narrative. Kobe Bryant is not a great crunch time player.
He has a lot of great crunch time moments.
I want him shooting the game winner. Like, no, that's just because you have that in your brain.
We got to go. I want to get to Mondo because we're going to four-down territory next. Mondo, go ahead. You're on the drive.
Yeah, the Stephon caller and the guy before you guys,
I don't know how old they were when Kobe Bryant and Robert Horry were robbing us in Arco and back at Staples, but I was 12, 13, and 14 years old, and those guys broke my heart.
Thank you.
And yeah. I hate those guys. And the Kobe Bryant clutch, that's a myth. I'd rather have Redick take the last shot. If I shot a million times with 10 seconds left, I'd be pretty good too. Probably hit a few.
Mondo, let me help you crystallize it. Have we ever met in person?
No.
Okay, so if you and I were in a bar both wearing Kings jerseys, we never met in person, and for some reason on the television screen, the Robert Horry shot or Kobe Bryant when the Lakers swept us a year before, if that all of a sudden played on the TV, correct me if I'm wrong, you and I could look at each other, lock eyes, and immediately embrace and start crying because of the memories of our childhood, correct?
Yeah, and we probably wouldn't even lock eyes. I'd leave. I'd know exactly what was going to play, and I'd be gone. The TV would be off, and I'd be walking out
of
the bar.
Well, now I'm chasing after Mondo at a bar trying to get a hug, and Mondo's walking out of the bar. Well, I just want a hug from somebody. By the way, Kobe Bryant's not even the best Laker of all time. Can we get rid of that right now?